This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver law enforcement officials are looking into reports of ballot irregularities connected to an adult daycare. CPR's Allison Sherry.
The irregularities were discovered with a number of voter signature discrepancies. They were all associated with a single address, according to the Denver clerk and recorder. But that office declined to elaborate. Authorities have not said when the irregular signatures were reported to law enforcement, whether other counties are involved, or why people were voting at a daytime facility for adults with special needs. The Denver DA's office did confirm they are investigating the incident. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's been over a week since an E. coli outbreak that originated at a Colorado onion farm killed one person and got at least 75 others sick across the U.S. But as Denver and Palo Chalceta reports, the fallout of the recall is still unraveling.
The outbreak didn't just affect fast food giants like McDonald's. Local burrito chain Illegal Pete's also bought the slivered onions that were identified as the source of contamination. When the recall was announced, its owner, Pete Turner, scrambled to make sure all locations threw out the onions and any products that used it as an ingredient.
I'm not disparaging anyone here, but yeah, it should force us all to stop a little bit and just ask questions, at least ask our main suppliers what they're doing to protect us from anything like this happening in the future.
Turner says due to the recall, they're permanently switching to purchasing unpeeled onions and cutting them in-house. I'm Paul Shasta, Denverite.
A cold front just pushed through Denver and temperatures dropped by 8 degrees in 15 minutes at DIA. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.